We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's, and yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. With infinite complacence, people went to and fro over the earth about their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their dominion over this small, spinning fragment of solar driftwood, which by chance or design, man has inherited out of the dark mystery of time and space.
Hey, it's Pamela from Pine Hill. You're listening to WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM.
The Catskill Town Board meets every first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at the Catskill Town Hall and holds a committee meeting the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. You can turn out in person at the Catskill Town Hall to speak at these meetings or tune in to a live web stream through the Catskill Town Board and WGXC. Go to wgxc.org/listen or click on the listen button at wgxc.org to tune in to any of the Catskill Town Board meetings, the first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. and the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at wgxc.org and townofcatskillny.gov.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the Community Theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Kurt in Babylon, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
New York's legislature is considering a bill to get clean energy projects connected to the grid faster. It's called the Rapid Act for Renewable Action through Project Interconnection and Deployment, and backers say it would make clean energy projects permitting and interconnection process more efficient. As states prepare their power grids for the renewable energy boom, many grid operators need to catch up, according to a new report. Jeff Jones with the Alliance for Clean Energy New York says better connectivity is necessary to bring renewable energy to all parts of the state.
We are now starting to see more and more distributed areas where renewable energy is being produced. But most of that is taking place in areas that have enough electricity, like in upstate New York, where we are now starting to see more and more wind farms and especially solar farms.
He adds people are concerned this bill could override local opposition to transmission projects since it would require that more power lines be developed. There are also concerns about how it would affect the farm industry, and Senate lawmakers want assurance that jobs stemming from this and other bills would use local hires. The Rapid Act is under review in the Senate Energy and Telecommunications Committee. Beyond the climate benefits, the Rapid Act could bolster New York's green economy. Henry Westbrook with IBEW Local 1249 says this bill would expedite the process of bringing new transmission projects from ideas to realities.
We need to act now to keep up with the demand that is in front of us. You can only build things just so fast. There's going to be things that are going to get in our way. Mother Nature, terrain, the public. You know, you have to work around certain things.
Westbrook says there's a real need to upgrade an antiquated distribution system. New York had more than 170,000 clean energy jobs in 2022. Jobs in grid modernization grew more than 8% that year, making New York State's battery storage and grid modernization sector one of the largest in the country. This is Edwin J. Vieira for New York News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Whatever color you are, whatever sexual orientation you are, whatever your heritage is, you want to be safe.
Republican New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew says Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg worries more about pronouns than the safety of America's infrastructure. Since the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, right-wing comments have linked the accident to diversity programs, immigration, even COVID lockdowns. Baltimore natives like TV producer David Chase have reacted to that with rage, calling it an insult to politicize the tragedy. Safety officials are investigating if contaminated fuel is what actually caused the cargo ship to lose power before it crashed. A federal court says it's too close to the June congressional primary to change South Carolina's districts, even though the map discriminates against black voters. The Supreme Court has yet to rule on a racial gerrymandering case about the state's first district, now held by Republican Nancy Mace. But Marvin Neal with the South Carolina State NAACP says the state shouldn't be rewarded for not dealing with the issue.
The black voters of South Carolina and across this nation deserves voting maps that work to empower, not diminish the black vote.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will start in 2 weeks after Congress returns from break. The largely symbolic articles of impeachment passed the House by a single vote, but Minnesota Congressman Tom Emmer insists Mayorkas has failed to enforce federal immigration laws.
House Republicans fulfilled our constitutional duty by voting to impeach. I can only hope my colleagues in the Senate will step up and do the same.
Meanwhile, Schumer is pressing Speaker Mike Johnson to schedule a House vote on an aid package for Ukraine.
Ukraine needs more help. And our allies around the world are looking at the House of Representatives, are looking at Speaker Johnson to step up.
Johnson says he'll try to pass billions in funding for Ukraine and Israel once the House returns, but his right flank opposes Ukraine aid and is already angry over his working with Democrats on the budget. Unions in Maine want a law to say thousands of farm workers will get the state's $14 minimum wage. State AFL President Cynthia Finney says farm workers were intentionally left out of federal labor laws covering wages, the right to unionize, or even demand rest breaks.
Those are things that other workers are entitled to already, and farm workers are not. And certainly farm workers work hard enough.
And finally, President Joe Biden raised an estimated $25 million at a star-studded New York City event with former presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. The two are helping Biden expand his already significant cash advantage over former President Donald Trump. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. An Arizona Senate committee March 18th endorsed a 2024 constitutional amendment ballot question, which would end no-excuse mail-in voting, end in-person early voting, and remove county authority over voting locations. HCR 2032 would return the state to an excuse-only absentee system for the first time since 1991. It would also eliminate the state's 27 days of early in-person voting and the ability of counties to run countywide voting centers and return to voting only in local precincts. The Arizona House has already passed legislation with the same intent, but those bills will likely be vetoed by Governor Katie Hobbs. The Arizona Mirror reports that in 2020, 90% of the state's ballots were cast by mail and 75% in 2022. It's popular in part because of long distances to polling places in Arizona's rural counties and Native American nations, and the state's substantial elderly population. If approved by the Arizona House, the constitutional amendment would not be subject to a governor's veto. Voters would have to approve the amendment in the November general election by a simple 50% plus one majority. Will the popularity of mail-in and early in-person voting triumph over conspiracy theories and partisan politics? Turnout in November's election will tell. We have links to HCR 2032 and excellent local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Broadcast over any FM car radio.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Throw away your bulky transmitters and broadcasting towers. The Superstar Celebrity Microphone lets you hear your voice through any AM radio.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
He's in for some loving.
I'm Tom Rowe here in Acre, and we are joined now by the folks that put together the Chosen Family zine. It's out early, the April 2024 edition, as you can see in my hands if you look deep into your radio. The new edition is out, and Mike Amari and Liam Singer from the Avalon Lounge, and Mike from putting on shows all kinds of places. You've got a couple new ones to announce yourself too, but we're going to talk about all the great things going on in April around here.
Yeah, so we have the physical zine. We took a break for the winter, but they're back for April, and we actually That's the beautiful sound of paper flipping through your fingers.
You really should consider a little flip thing in the corner.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually. So we're actually going to be distributing these over the next couple of days. So since it's like, you know, a holiday weekend, we're going to try to get them all out before the first, which is...
So this is...
ambitious, I guess you'd
good
say.
Good Friday, bad Thursday, mm-hmm. wacky Wednesday?
Wacky Wednesday.
Yeah, the whole shebang.
Mundane Monday. so
that was
yeah.
the original song, Prince, title.
Mundane Monday. Yeah, it was a way slower. It was kind of a minimalist track. And they really spiced it up when the Bengals got it. I would encourage anyone listening to try to get the physical zine. We make 1,000 copies and put them out all over the Hudson Valley. You can find all the locations on our Instagram, which is Chosen Family Presents, or at chosenfamilypresents.com if you're not on social media, to figure out where you can get it. And then every month at the top of the month, we drop it in basically the same location. So, you know, you can kind of make a habit of getting it. And then you've got a calendar of... I think this one's like 130 shows or something.
Yeah. It's just growing and growing.
Yeah. So it's a show paper with,
and we don't even include everything. It's really just, it's whittled down from everything that's happening.
It's become, when I meet somebody new in the area, I tell them, go to your Instagram, the Chosen Family Presents Instagram feed, if you want to know what shows are going on.
Yeah. Wherever you're living, you might find out about a place that's not far from you that you didn't know about. Or you might, cause we put little comments about what the shows are. And you might find out about something that's like outside of your friend's circle or whatever. It's about like creating new connections and opening people up to new shows. And also finding out about shows that you already know you want to see, but you just, you know, it's the worst when you find out about a show after it's happened.
Well, we make an effort, I think, also to include shows that are happening in just sort of spaces that only occasionally host things or DIY spaces if they're open to having it published, and so you might be able to check out a new spot that you didn't even know was a venue.
This month, things that we could highlight,
Starting on the first, I really want to go see this Ennio Morricone documentary at the Orpheum. Huge fan of his.
And
is that our April Fool's Day joke?
That is
that'd be
the only...
That would be truly atrocious if that was an April Fool's Day.
Way joke. Too heady a joke. Yeah. That is the only event we have on the first.
And they're just playing that sound of the tumbleweed when you walk in.
But, and then the next day, this Lily Konigsberg Samuel Boat, Bill at Tubby's, as one to see.
Very good show.
Samboat is great. They're a hidden gem of the Hudson Valley.
That's Tuesday
the 2nd, yeah. Mm-hmm. And... one more. On the 3rd at Saltbox, it's a new series of kind of quiet music.
What is Saltbox?
Saltbox is a new bar that sort of like aims to pay homage to dive bars of old in Kingston. It's like down the street from Rough Draft.
Yeah, it's actually, and it's in a really old historic building in the Stockade neighborhood. Mm. And there's been a lot of sort of bars that kind of went in and out of that space, but they've really kind of stuck the last few years. And I think it has a lot to do with, they have queer karaoke, they have comedy open mic, they have, you know, they just like have stuff going on almost every night, very like low key, low stakes stuff. But yeah, it's cool. They're doing this sort of ambient, quiet music.
Alexander Turnquist.
Yeah. 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 So that's on the 3rd. Mm-hmm. I also noticed that Bread and Puppet Theater, a lot of people like them, and you know, it is kind of heady stuff, but it's kid friendly too, family friendly. They'll be at TSL in Hudson doing an early and a late show. So if you're looking for something to do as a family, that's a good one.
Actually, you know, I was thinking about that on that family friendly front, because you know, I've got a kid and I'm always looking out for stuff like that. Later in the month, there were two things at the local. There's a percussionist. I have to find his name, but he makes found object percussion instruments. And he's doing a workshop.
Like Diendes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's like
the 21st.
Bring your kids thing. And then also later in the month, there's that Balkan 2-day Balkan dance music festival on a farm. Where is that?
Yeah, that's on the 27th Spring Wassail, and the 28th. Yeah.
Spring Wassail Balkan Dance Party at Stone Ridge. Oh, it got misprinted as Tone Ridge.
Well, if you go to Tone Ridge Orchard, you might be in the wrong yeah. place. Yeah, and actually, speaking of like opposite of kids stuff, which there's plenty of that. But what was it? The skate time.
Oh yeah,
is doing on the 5th an adult skate with a DJ mm-hmm. Lemonade. So I thought that was kind of cool. Like for me, if I lived near skate time, I might try to go there.
Because
a good DJ and roller skating, there's nothing like it.
No, and that's kind of, you know, I mean, there were. Way back when I lived down in the city, there were a few places that would sort of pay homage to that, you know, scene of like real roller disco. And there's, you know, there's still those heads that hang out in Central Park and dance, you know, dance on the roller skates. And I think that's what they're going for, which is very cool.
The Caro roller rink is a little too small.
But... Yeah.
And that same night, well, actually, that's that Friday night, the 5th, there's a lot of really good shows going on.
Yeah, tons.
The Woods Avatar show at Colony is probably like the show this month that I would go out of my way to see at Colony.
Yeah, not sold out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Avatar from Animal Collective, I think him solo would still be really interesting.
Yeah, totally. And that same night, I don't know how to pronounce their name, Kwankwa, the Ethiopian Sight Collective. They're playing at the Falcon that night, and then also Half Moon a few days later.
Oh, yeah. Really? When's the Half Moon show?
The Half Moon show's on the 9th, which I think is on Monday, or maybe Tuesday.
That sounds like a good show to see.
Mm-hmm. What else do we have here? Tim Kinsella at Tubby's. He's from Joan of Arc.
Well, and speaking of artists that you kind of had two chances to see, Rosalie.
Oh yeah,
is doing an acoustic in store in Ellenville at Everything Nice, which is actually, we usually have copies of the zine there. That's the only place in Ellenville that I mail them to, but they're like a little record shop, coffee shop. Seems like a cool spot.
Yeah, seems great.
And then is it? Yeah, the same day. They are playing at Tubby's, so
yeah, that's a fun thing.
That's cool.
I'm stoked for the Lyle Neal Camp St. Helene show at Avalon Lounge. She's on Sub Pop. She's just super fun, catchy lo-fi kind of songwriting. And Camp St. Helene are one of my favorite local acts.
They have a new record.
Yep, they have a new record on its way out.
We actually have a write up in the zine.
Oh, do we?
On Camp St. Helene? Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. Someone sent in a little sort of interview with them. Yeah. I actually, I noticed that, speaking of like one-off venues, Connor Kennedy is bringing back the Honky Tonk.
Yes, Honky Tonk at the VFW.
On April 15th, which is a Wednesday, I'm sure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he was always doing them on Wednesdays. So that's at the VFW in Kingston, which is kind of near the mall in Kingston. It's not in any of the neighborhoods or anything, but really cool. I don't know. It's like a really down-home show. There's no stage. There's sort of some lights kind of on the floor to light things, you know, for the band. And there's always like crazy people sitting in with him. And I think Cindy Cashdollar is playing that one with him. Nice. So
actually it's a Monday.
Monday
the 15th. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also I noticed, Doors at 7 is throwing a show down in New Paltz at the New Paltz Community Center. So you always love to see punk shows at the community center.
Yeah.
Makes me happy.
And then there, you know, the big holiday this month is 420,
which falls on a Saturday.
Everybody's got a 420 show this year.
Yeah, we let our door guy Joe put it together every year. So
nice.
He put together a kind of punk indie bill at Avalon.
Yeah, with like 8 bands or something crazy, right? Yeah,
and Tubby's has a Steely Dan cover band.
Yep. Which is great.
Yeah. Kendra's playing at Love Velma.
Love Velma down in Ellenville, which is basically like a speakeasy, you know, basement kind of venue.
Remember, you have to join
you have to like previous, RSVP to get the ticket link.
Yeah.
And Yeah, so that's called Puff Puff Passion, and that's with Kendra McKinley, full band, which is great, mm-hmm. and DJ Dee Dee Dame.
Mm-hmm.
So that sounds cool.
Your Michael Hurley show is well sold out.
It is well sold out. Mm-hmm. Not really the show I would necessarily think of for 420.
I suppose, but not.
Here we are.
Yeah.
You know?
And plenty more. Just 420 shows
Peter,
ever.
Yeah, Peter Tosh Day with the Dis and Dap Band. Colony, which is going to be, you know, like reggae, kind of jammy reggae.
Yeah.
And actually the day after that, 421, there's a special screening of Peter Tosh documentary that came out in the 90s called Stepping Razor Red X, which is a crazy name, at Tinker Street Cinema. So if you're into Peter Tosh, into reggae, there's two, you know, events right there to check out.
Few bigger bands, Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah on the 25th at Colony, and Decemberists at UPAC. You know, that early aughts nostalgia,
right,
kind of. Yeah.
Same
well,
night.
No, Eric, the same night as Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah,
oh,
with
yeah.
Eric Slick, who's the
right.
drummer from Dr. Dog.
Right. And they're both from Philly, too. It's like Philly,
oh, that's right. They are. Yeah.
Mid-2000s, Fishtown,
mm-hmm.
you know, Fish Off.
Fishtown. Yeah, boy, I haven't been to Fishtown in a while.
I was just there last week. It was still doing it. I got a hat here from Magic Gardens.
And on the 27th, I guess it's semi-unofficial. It hasn't been announced at this point yet, but it was sent in to us that Unicorn Bar in Kingston, which was formerly the Beverly, will be reopening, and they have a night of queer cabaret.
It's great.
So you didn't hear it from us.
right.
You know.
Anything can happen when you're trying to open a place, but hopefully that is actually happening.
Hopefully the permits have been stamped.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, right. Yeah, and actually that same night on the 27th, a show that I wanted to highlight, at the Mothership in Woodstock, which is just someone's house. So you have to go on Facebook,
yeah.
I believe.
It's Paul, who's playing Avalon tonight.
Yeah, Paul McMahon, yeah. Legendary songwriter, Woodstock guy. It's his house, so I'm not sure how readily that information's out there, but you can find it. Amanda Jo Williams,
mm-hmm.
who, as far as I know, hasn't played a show out in like at least 6-7 years. Her music is amazing. Very like weird, so almost like outsider folk, and just these songs that just get stuck in your head. So I hope that she's going to be playing more shows.
Yeah, yeah, that's very
but
cool.
But if you're into like weird, like sort of Kimya Dawson, Daniel mm-hmm. Johnston, you know, weirdness, she's great.
Few more shows.
In
I'm
somebody's house too.
Yeah,
someone's house. Yeah.
Few more shows I'm seeing. I want to highlight at Avalon on the 19th. Dear Nora, Ruth Garbus, and Babe Hoven. Really three incredible kind of indie acts. Ruth Garbus's record from last year is one of my top albums.
Babe Hoven is from here.
Babe Hoven lives in Hudson. They are just killer songwriters, and Dear Nora has been around for a couple decades now, and they. They've released a lot of amazing kind of indie folk, indie pop albums. And then a little earlier in the month on the 14th at Tubby's, this bill that has Eisenberg and Davis, Mattery and Flute. It's basically three duos of like really incredible.
That's Wendy Eisenberg?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And Joanna Mattery. It's three duos of kind of experimental improvisers, all of whom are kind of heavy hitters in that world.
That is a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, I think like there's definitely like some good dance parties going on. I think, you know, you probably kind of check the regular spots and find those. There is going to be another, I think this is the third edition of the Audacity,
mm-hmm.
which is Michael V's new party, which is at Hutton Brickyards. The first two, I believe, sold out
in advance.
So
yeah.
That's on the 27th. If you know you want to go, mm-hmm. I would grab tickets.
And also his party at Avalon Primal Disco sold out to the point where we had to turn people away last time. So he's making it happen.
So between Primal Disco, Community Rave Network, there's some good DJ nights that we've listed. And all these will be posted on Instagram as well, I should mention. Usually we do it on the first. Maybe I'll do it the day before this month. But so they'll all be up there. So in case you don't get your hands on one of the zines, you can still find all this information. Yeah. So get out there, see some music, support some local artists. There's some great local bills happening this month. You know.
And then May will be super busy with outdoor things.
Yeah, that's when it all kind of ramps up. I think our May calendar will be quite large.
Yeah, and I should say, if you have an event that you can email us, it's all the information is out there and on the website. You can send us your event.
We also list at the end of the show paper, we list recurring events that happen every week or every couple of weeks, open mics and karaoke. So we try to include a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
All right. And again, go to Instagram at Chosen Family Presents. And we've been speaking with Liam Singer and Mike Amari from the Chosen Family. And look for the new issue out. I guess you'll be delivering them all weekend.
Yeah.
Over the next couple of days. Mm-hmm. Definitely by, I think, the end of the day, Saturday, they should all be out there, Sunday being a holiday. So, yeah.
All right. Well, happy April Fool's Day weekend or Easter weekend or is it Passover? I don't even know. Mm. Aren't we in Ramadan still?
I believe so. But
lots of things to celebrate, I guess, this weekend.
And if you are feeling lonely on Easter, I would recommend going to the Sheaster drag party, which is at Camp Kingston this year. So that's on Sunday.
Yeah.
And you can dress up or just go as you are, and it'll be great.
Or if you're feeling a little more antisocial, we've got a pretty great noise show at Avalon that night.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. The Indigenous show. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. Oh, yeah, that is a good show. I forgot about it.
Very cool lineup.
It's local bands often do like Christmas shows and Halloween shows and sometimes Valentine's Day shows, but nobody really does an Easter show, do they?
I think that it was sort of circumstance that this one ended up on Easter, but, you know. We'll see. We'll see if the theme dovetails.
All right. I'm going to take us out with the new Lily Konigsberg song that came out this week.
Nice.
Yeah, cool.
Come on, come on. Take your time.
conversation. I see his face above me, framed by overhanging trees. If I complete a visual picture, it'll tell me what I need to know. His hair rumpled and stiff with day-old pomade. Upper lake, lower lake, winter lake, hunting lake. Lake in good weather, lake in a storm, lake via a sense other than sight. He slid the ring off my finger. You'll do anything, he said. The boat plunged over a waterfall and came to rest in dry sand. Old moralities emerge when betrayal is involved. Before lake, after lake, drifting, paddling, excursion lake. Lake in good weather, lake in a storm, lake via a sense other than sight. I open the closet door and take down a metal box. Count three neat piles of $1,000 each, then stare into the ring. Its value is zero. It's an expensive nothing. Black lake, blue lake, empty lake, swamp lake. Lake for better or for worse. Lake via a sense other than sight.
That was Old Morality from the 2023 album Reflect and Oppose from Sky Furrows, which is Columbia County-based poet Karen Schomer and Albany musicians Eric Hardiman, Mike Griffin, and Phil Donnelly, who also play in the psych band Burnt Hills. Next up, we hear 2020 new music from Bobby Previtt, Jamie Saft, and Nels Klein. Bobby Previtt is a composer and percussionist based in the Hudson Valley. The album from 2020 is called Music from the Early 21st Century. This is the first track, Photobomb, from Bobby Previtt, Jamie Saft, and Nels Klein.
Thank you.
2020 new music from Bobby Previtt, Jamie Saft, and Nels Klein. The song is Photobomb on the radio at WGXC.org.
Did you know Columbia County-based musician Elvis Perkins is the son of actor Anthony Perkins? His mom was Barry Berenson, actress who died in the September 11th terrorist attacks.
Here is what is probably Elvis Perkins' most popular song from his 2007 album Ash Wednesday. This is While You Were Sleeping.
While you were sleeping, your babies grew, the stars shined and the shadows moved, time flew, the phone rang, there was a silence when the kitchen sang its songs competed like kids for space. We stared for hours in our maker's face. They gave us picks, said go mine the sun and go gold and come back when you're done. Uh-oh, uh-oh. While you were sleeping, you tossed, you turned, you rolled your eyes as the world burned. The heavens fell, the earth quaked, I thought you must be. You weren't awake, no. You were dreaming. You ignored the sun. You grew your power garden for your little ones. And you found brides for them on Christmas Eve. They hung young Cain from the Adam trees and danced. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. While you were sleeping, I tossed and I turned till I closed my eyes. But the future burned through the planet, turned a hair gray as I relived the day. While you were sleeping, the money died, machines were harmless. The wind, you swept sound and gravity, brought my love around. The ocean's rose sang about decay, while the witches flew and the mermaid stayed. Full of dreams, you overslept, in keeping with the quiet. Through the walls I crept, I walked on tiptoes and darkness swirling over all the kitchen in the early morning. Uh-oh, uh-oh, I'll never catch up to you who sleeps so sound. My arms are useless, my heart beats too loud to go to sleep, my mind's too proud to bow. While you were sleeping, the time changed. All your things were rearranged. Your vampire mirrors, face to face, they saw forever out into space and found you dreaming in black and white while it rained in all the colors of the night. Ah. I watched the TVs, memories, championships vanished to sea. Can it be my honey between you and me? So I waited for the riddled sky to be solved again. I made a death soup for life for my father's ill widowed wife. Did you have that strangest dream before you woke? 'Cause in your gown you had the butterfly stroke. Did it escape you like some half-told joke when you reached for your plume of smoke? Can it haunt you, my
Hudson, here's Lady Moon and the Eclipse with a 2019 release, La Petite Prince.
Thank you.
Here is 2023 new music from Greene County's Elizabeth LeJudis. She plays in the Dust Bowl Fairies, and this is a solo track. She's also a WGXC programmer. The song's called Anthropocene Anthem from Liz LeJudis on WGXC.
Catskills' Amy Rigby has a new song out in 2020 called Here It Is Saturday. It's for a project called the Raymond Chandler Project, a collection of short stories and songs inspired by a list of unused titles of Raymond Chandler.
Sunday was a drag. I thought things couldn't possibly get worse. But Monday I was right there on the brink. Could barely fix a drink. I may have booked a hearse. Said Tuesday still felt cursed, and Wednesday sucked. By Thursday we were well and truly thought Friday was the end. I prayed it all would end. Dear God, please let it end. But here it is Saturday. Saturday, there's something about Saturday. I get back up again. Here it is Saturday. Here it is Saturday. I'm stronger on Saturday. Can't let the bastards win.